Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 26th of March, 2021. We've got all the best technology news that's been happening for you, and it's coming your way in about 5 minutes. Another Windows update. This one doesn't seem to be doing any harm, at least not yet. However, though, what it is doing is giving a new look to File Explorer. Now, don't go look for the update yet. No, it's not there. It's actually just trickling through the dev channels right now. But from what we can see, it is a major design overhaul. That's all part of that Sun Valley refresh. From what we can tell with the File Explorer, Microsoft has added brand new icons to the feature, which makes sense. They've previously updated icons throughout Windows 10 already. This is basically polishing off already probably what should have been polished. Now, other things we're seeing in the build is Windows Sandbox and Microsoft Defender Application Guard. They're getting updated to make use of the new lightweight runtime, which of course has been optimized for container scenarios. Plus, Windows Sandbox now includes the Chromium-based Edge browser. Of course, with anything new in design means some new tweaks here and there too. That includes fixing some issues. Some things we're seeing is the NVMe drives that were experiencing disk resets. Well, apparently those have been fixed. They also fixed an issue where some devices with Realtek network adapters that were experiencing intermittent loss or complete loss of network connectivity. Yeah, that's a good one to fix. There's a whole bunch of other fixes that'll be coming our way too. Let's just hope there isn't other fixes to fix once these fixes are fixed. Sonos users, get ready for the 24-bit revolution. Now, Sonos users actually have had Cobuz integration for a couple of years now. But finally, Cobuz is bringing 24-bit high-res streaming to Sonos speakers. It's actually the first service for Sonos to offer the high-fidelity music audio. And those of you unfamiliar with Cobuz, yeah, it's kind of like Tidal, but with PCM instead of MQA format, with 24-bit audio quality and up to 192 kHz. Now, you'll actually need the Sonos S2 app to play the 24-bit audio, which is kind of nice because most speakers on the Sonos S2 platform are compatible with that, meaning that almost every speaker the company has released, yeah, it can handle the 24-bit. Finally, Amazon's got a nice little new remote for us. It's actually a complete revamped Alexa voice remote for its Fire TV devices. It's got to be said, though, the remote looks pretty much like the older version. However, though, this one's got nifty little buttons now for Netflix and Disney Plus. Yeah, it's got a circular navigation pad on board, lets you browse and select items on your Fire TV interface. The home, back, menu, and playback controls, however, though, sit directly beneath that. Plus, with the new remote, you'll be able to adjust the volume on most of your HDMI CEC connected TVs, as well as your audio-video receivers and even soundbars. Now, with all these new buttons comes another button, too. Yes, it has a redesigned Alexa button that's now blue and marked with the Alexa logo on top of it. The other one was just a little old simple microphone. So, how much are you going to have to pay for all these extra buttons? Well, apparently $30. Yeah, it ain't cheap, is it? But for those people out there that just want convenience and hassle-free TV watching, it might be worth it to you. Have you got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website, is, of course, where you can check out everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. Of course, you can check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network, or follow us on Twitter, at British Tech. And join our Slack room with our BTN community today. So much fun's going on over there. We'd love for you to be a part of it. It's simple to do, too. Just head to britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way on Monday. Yep, we're headed into weekend mode. I hope you can do the same. Have no fear. We'll be back getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be happening over the weekend. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Friday. Have a fantastic weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.